is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews swallowed among themselves, saying, how could this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food and my blood true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So he's trying to teach us that this is something that we need to take literally. The only folks spoke about the parables. He explained the parables and the meaning to the disciples after. But he does not do this here. He repeats it several times. This great group of people, 5,000 people that were following him, he has whittled down now, because of his words, to 12 men, to the apostles. And only Peter speaks out. You have the words of eternal life. To whom shall we go? And if this will be a symbol, sisters and brothers, why would Paul say in 1 Corinthians 11, anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many among you are ill and infirm, and a considerable number are dying. Paul is anxious to maintain the integrity of this sacrament. And he's reminding people that when you receive the Eucharist publicly or without faith, you run the danger of losing your faith altogether, of dying spiritually. So he reminds us, the Bible reminds us of the necessity of the church and the necessity of the sacraments. In John chapter 15, Christ says, I am the vine, you are the branches, remain in me. And if you ask the question, well, how do you remain in you? He says, you read it today, John 6, verse 56. Remain in me by receiving him in the Eucharist. By receiving him in the Eucharist, this is the moment. The Eucharist is a sign to us of the great love and mercy of God, of his desire for us to enter into communion with him. St. Ignatius of Antioch was ordained a deacon, a bishop by St. Peter himself. Only 10 years after the Apostle John had died, in 109 AD, and his Antioch, it's St. Ignatius, by the way, coined the term Catholic for the early Christians at that time. And he writes this, but consider those who are of a different opinion with respect to the grace of Christ which has come unto us, how opposed they are to the will of God. They abstain from the Eucharist and from prayer, because they confess not the Eucharist to be the flesh of our Savior Jesus Christ, which suffered for our sins, and which the Father of his goodness raised up again. Those therefore who speak against this gift of God incur death in the midst of their disputes. So Ignatius was describing very clearly that this bread, this wine, becomes the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. And he's also reflecting the views of the early Christians of that time. So this is not something that came along later on in the Middle Ages, folks. This is not something that was invented by men, but something given to us by Christ. Faith alone is not enough. We need the sacraments. We need the grace that sacraments give us in an infallible way. We need the church. However, as important as it is for us to ask, what is this Eucharist? And approach it with faith, saying it is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. It is also important for us to ask, how do we become transformed into the body of Christ? Eating and drinking transform us by making us grow. They heal us, cells divide, and bodies repair. They help us create community, family dinners, lunches shared at school, social time after church, coffee pot conversations at work. Eating and drinking bring us pleasure. What we eat becomes what we becomes us, and we become what we eat. And so it is with the Eucharist. Just like the cells of our body are continually dying and renewing themselves, so also you and I are constantly dying to ourselves, so that more and more Christ might be manifested through the way we live our lives. Pope John Paul II wrote, without the spiritual nourishment that the body and blood of Christ give us, human love is always tainted by selfishness. On the other hand, communion with the bread of heaven converts hearts and instills in them the capacity to love as Jesus loved us. And St. Teresa of Calcutta once said, if you truly want to grow in love, adore the Lord in the Eucharist. She said this because she knows that the Eucharist is not just symbol designed to induce religious feelings, and it's not just bread, it's not to help us remember what Jesus did long ago. It is the real presence why we genuflect, sisters and brothers, when we come into the church. It's why we kneel. It's why we pay so much reverence to the Lord. And when we receive Him, we should receive Him with reverence and be praying and trying to listen to that voice within us, the voice of Christ, and not be talking to our neighbor or aunt or receiving our Lord in a flippant way as if it were just a nice symbol. It's not just a nice symbol. It's really and truly Christ who has suffered and died for our sins. St. Thomas Aquinas said, "No other sacrament has greater healing power. Through it, sins are purged away, virtues are increased, and the soul is enriched with an abundance of every spiritual gift. It is offered in the church for the living and the dead." Believe me, I'm speaking now mostly for myself. But if I spend half the time adoring the Eucharist as I do watching television or being on my computer or being distracted by so many distractions, I will quickly be healed and transformed. And so, as long as we have adoration on Tuesday nights and every first Friday at St. Paul. In the sacraments, we touch the hem of His garment, as it were. You know, people of Jesus' day would go to Jesus and perform a sign for us, and then we'll believe. But Jesus said, believe, and you will experience God's healing in others. You will experience the glory of God. You will experience His peace. So He asks us to come to the sacrament with faith, with belief. St. Augustine wrote, I'm almost done, so hang in there. When we look at the bread and the cup, we see bread and wine, but our faith tells us it is the body of Christ and the blood of Christ. We might ask, how can this be? These things are called sacraments because our eyes see in them one thing, our understanding another. Our eyes see the material form, our understanding is spiritual effect. If then you want to know what the body of Christ is, you must listen to what the apostle tells the people, the apostle of St. Paul. And St. Paul says, now you are the